You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 11th day of December. We're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the weather looks like in South America. USDA told us that Brazil has a big soybean crop on the way, and that's because weather has been good. Will it stay good over the next couple of weeks?
Well, it's going to be a little drier. We're going to see some dryness in some of the central and southern growing areas of Brazil and also Argentina as well. So it's not going to be as moist as it's been, but at the same time, we're not flipping to completely hot and dry either. So while it is a bit of a drier forecast over the next week or so, it's nothing to be of a concern as of yet.
Here in the United States, I know we had some problems in the south earlier in the week, but it looks like temperatures, and certainly today is clearly much milder than it has been, are going to be moderate in the second half of December.
Well, let's go through the next 10 days or so, and I do think they certainly will be more moderate as the Pacific is going to be pushing in much more mild air, the jet stream sort of getting itself realigned. So most of the nation will enjoy warmer temperatures. However, we're still going to see some stormy weather head into the nation's midsection here later this week and into the start of the weekend. Mostly a rain event on the northern edges, or could be a little bit of snow in the Great Lakes and some areas of the Northeast. The last, let's say, week to 10 days of December, Todd, we're getting some long-term trend changes that point to the end of this month probably is going to be turning much colder.
Is there a pattern that you see somewhere in across the planet that's telling you that's going to happen?
Yes, and it's way, way up high in the stratosphere. We're going to see something that the modeling has been very persistent at showing. It's called stratospheric warming, and this happens during the course of a winter, some more than other winters. But this is when the atmosphere expands over the higher latitudes near the North Pole and the Arctic. And this is a pattern, a phenomenon, which pushes cold air from those northern latitudes south. And the way it's positioned, it could be taking aim at North America at the end of the month and into early January.
Do we know why they develop? It seems like it would be fairly normal that warmer air would be higher up. On the flip side, it usually gets colder as you go higher.
Yeah, it's a little counterintuitive that when the atmosphere way up high gets warmer, what happens is the warmer the air is, the more the atmosphere expands. And when you push up against the edge of space up in those higher latitudes there, the pushing ends up going closer to the ground. So the cold air that's on the ground in those higher latitudes gets a push south. It's totally normal. Some years we see it more than others. And certainly this year we're seeing signs that it's going to develop here at the end of the month.
Well, thank you so much for explaining that. We appreciate it. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.